UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is this morning in the midst of a crisis of confidence in his leadership after latest revelations that he knew about sexual misconduct allegations against MP Chris Pincher and promoted him to a high-ranking party role anyway. He had previously claimed he was not aware of the allegations. Boris Johnson has admitted he made a bad mistake by not acting on it.
If I look at the background of this and why I regret it so much, is that about 3 years ago, there was a complaint made against Chris Pincher in the Foreign Office. The complaint was cleared up. He apologised. It was raised with me orally. I was briefed on what had happened.
Chancellor Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid resigned minutes after Mr. Johnson's admission. In the last hour, the Conservative Party's vice chair, Bim Ophalamy, has also resigned, and he did it live on TV.
I just don't think the Prime Minister any longer has not just my support, but he doesn't have, I don't think, the support of the party or indeed the country anymore. And I think for that reason, he should step down.
You're a vice chairman of, yes, of the Conservative
well, probably
Party.
Not, probably not after having said that, but yes.
You're not resigning as vice chair.
Well, no. Look, I think you have to resign. Right? You have to resign because I can't serve under the Prime Minister. But I say that with regret because I think this government's done some great things.
Yes, things are moving fast. Conservative MP Andrew Brigden summed up what many in the Conservative Party are feeling.
Well, he should do what he should have done some time ago and resign. And if he doesn't do that, then the party will have to force him out. I confidently predict that Boris Johnson, one way or another, will be removed before summer recess.
Well, with us now, UK correspondent Ollie Barrett. Ollie, kia ora, good morning to you. Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak, these are very big names in the cabinet. Is it fatal for Boris Johnson's leadership that they've gone?
It could well be. A lot of Conservative MPs are saying things tonight like, it's over, he's done. But Boris Johnson looks like he's trying to fight on. He's held a meeting with several dozen of his own MPs this evening in which he's talked about the possibility of being able to do more on things like tax cuts now that Rishi Sunak has gone as Chancellor. So he is clearly, for now at least, trying to stay in position. But it gets very, very difficult indeed for him. Those two resignations are key because they are two very big beasts in his cabinet, but also two huge roles to fill, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the Finance Minister and the Health Secretary as well. Who do you try and move into those positions? And how do you try and, for example, reassure the financial markets that you've got a Chancellor in place who's taking decisions that can stay in place for the medium to long term? The other thing to say about Boris Johnson's status as we speak is that he's really looking like a leader of a party that doesn't maintain a majority of that party in the House of Commons. How will he get his legislative agenda through the Commons if a majority of his own MPs appear now not to support him? Exactly how the end of Boris Johnson might come about is less clear because there are still difficulties with some of the mechanisms to remove him for those Conservative MPs who do want him to go. Certainly those two resignations make it much closer to the exit door for Boris Johnson. But as I say, he appears to be trying to fight on.
Mm. So what would it then take? Because indeed we had that vote not long ago, just weeks ago, of the 1922 committee. So are there likely more resignations to come? And what would it take to topple him?
I think there may well be. We've already seen a couple of junior government positions being resigned. Jonathan Gullis, for example, you won't have heard of him. Our listeners are unlikely to have heard of him, but he's quit as Parliamentary Private Secretary. And that's significant because he's been a huge cheerleader for Boris Johnson and his government. So that really just demonstrates the parts of the party that Boris Johnson can no longer reach. Now, if we saw several more senior cabinet ministers going, we're keeping a very close eye to tonight here in London, for example, on the Education Secretary, Nadeem Zahawi. People like that, if we saw a few more of them, it just really becomes almost untenable for Boris Johnson to stay in position with a credible cabinet and to fill some of those roles that are becoming available. The other way to potentially get rid of Boris Johnson, for those that want to, as you say, he can't technically face another confidence vote via the Conservative Party's 1922 committee for another 11 months now. That's the rules as it stands. But the 1922 committee can change its own rules whenever it decides that it wants to. And we have an election. We happen to have an election to the executive committee of the 1922 coming up. And forgive me for getting very arcane about parliamentary and Conservative Party procedure here. But if they do go ahead and change their own rules, they can decide to have another leadership challenge whenever they want one, as soon as they want one. That is one of the other ways that Conservative MPs might be able to coalesce themselves around another way of getting rid of the Prime Minister.
Thank you very much. Ollie Barrett there, our UK correspondent. We will, of course, keep you up to date with all the very latest developments that come in to us here at RNZ.